And now, back to Eric and Angel on the Experience Pros Radio Show.
Welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show with Angel and Eric. We appreciate you for tuning in today. You know, hiring the right person for the right seat on the bus is so important.
Yeah, have you ever hired the wrong person?
Yes.
Who
Not
hasn't?
You.
Oh, goodness.
Not you.
Notice how quickly it, like, snaps back. Not you, Angel. You're the right person.
I don't realize that I've hired other people, so I thought they're going to get the wrong idea.
They're going to get the wrong idea. Well, we have the expert with us. Jay Shore is the founder and managing partner of The Best Medical Business Solutions based out of South Florida. And here to make sure you don't make a mistake in hiring your next employee, Jay Shore, welcome to the Experience Pros Radio Show.
Well, thanks for having me back again this week.
Well, we are thrilled to have you.
Very nice to have you, Jay. Now let me ask you this. You talk about the stages of the hiring process. Can you define those stages for us and maybe kind of walk us through each one?
Well, there's six varying stages, and you have to determine what it is that you're looking for in having the right employees as part of your team. And you have to really consider them part of your team. And the first stage in the selection process is the recruitment. And where do you go and how do you go about recruiting that prospective employee? And the olden days, it used to be newspaper. And those have fallen by the past because circulation is down. And now everything is online or referral. And then you have your considerations of employment. Then you have your official hiring stage where you make a formal offer. And they accept that offer as long as they know what the details of the employment are. You then have the orientation, which includes your initial training of policies and procedures, and that has to start from day one, and it has to be an ongoing commitment for each and every employee, because a new employee will smell that right out if it's just a policy and procedure and one of those things that you have to just blow on the policy and procedure manual to get all the dust off. And everybody has one. But in a very, very effective business, there's a employee agreement that they understand from the prospective recruitment stage all the way through. And as long as you have ongoing training that's consistent, it's got to be clear, concise, and consistent so that everybody understands it. It's a work in progress theory, because as long as there's the shift of the paradigm, and I love change because my favorite line is when you do what you've always done, you're going to get what you've always gotten.
Right.
And we can never move forward unless we have change. And then the last part of it is salary, bonuses, and commissions and incentives. And the incentives don't always have to be financial. They can be personal days off. They can be dinners. They can be a tank of gas. And that's a big bonus today.
Absolutely.
Oh, absolutely.
You bet. Now, Jay, what could possibly go wrong, though? I mean, maybe you'd get somebody who's not perfect for the position. Maybe, can't they just be trained into compliance?
No, because there are some people that come into a workplace, and I'm sure everybody has heard them, we used to do it this way. And over at this employer, I used to do it this way. And some people are very resistant to that change. And as long as you have your existing core staff, they will really wash out those new employees that don't fit the bill. Because if you're able to train your employees, it just becomes a normal standard operating procedure. And if you have zero tolerance and nothing else will do, and you can be very, very gentle and you can be very kind to your employees, but there has to be the separation between employee, line staff, and management staff. And the problem comes all too often when you mix them. And I'm not trying to be saying that you shouldn't be friendly with the staff. I just don't think that you should be friends, because it really sets the upper level management up for danger, because when it comes time to discipline that employee,
right,
it's very difficult to do.
You know, I think, Jay, so often by the time we get to a place where we need to hire somebody, we're pretty maxed out in our current staff, and we need somebody in here pretty quickly. And so we tend to rush through this process. We skip many steps, if not all of the steps. And so what are some of the biggest pitfalls if by putting somebody in too soon who turns out to be the wrong person?
Well, most people adapt not because they see the light, but because they feel the heat.
Right.
And that is a key element. And, you know, when you hire somebody with your heart, you're going to get heartache.
Oh, that's tweetable.
You have to really train and hire somebody that's going to be for the job. And many times I've seen it over and over again, you know, where you want winners on your team. Because winners find ways to make things work. And losers find excuses for why things don't work. And it's very infectious in your work when that happens, because you can't really end up getting them to understand what your mission is. And everyone has to have a mission. Now, when you're hiring an employee, you have to understand, why is this year different than all other years? And what are you going to do differently this year that you haven't done before? And how are you going to maintain that personnel balance? Because you know what happens? If you hire somebody just because you need a as I said before, you're always going to be feeling the heat. And you have to make sure that in that official hiring process that they're going to be a teammate and not just an ancillary personnel, that what happens is you're always going to be replacing them. And you have to make sure you have a job description that's clear, concise, and consistent. It's got to be relevant to the employee's position. It has to be ongoing, informative, and team-building. And you've got to really understand their opportunities and weaknesses, because you have to recognize them early and address them with resolution.
Right, right.
You should not have a performance review at the end of 3, 6 months to a year. That's a shock.
That is very well spoken. Our guest is Jay Shore. And Jay, give us a little bit of contact information so our listeners can get a hold of you.
All right. www.thebestmmaryboysam.com.
The best MBSMaryBoySam.com.
Stands for the Best Medical Business Solutions, which is Jay is the director of Best Medical Business Solutions. Sorry, Jay, I almost said Mara's position.
That's
there.
Okay.
I had her name right in front of me. Now, Jay, really quick before you go, you said something about a bonus being a gas of tank. What are some good incentives? Just give me like one or two good incentives for our employees.
Well, I want to say one other thing before I get to that. You know, don't hire strictly on low pay alone, because one of my favorite mantras are that the bitterness of an insufficiently trained employee lasts much longer than the sweetness of low pay.
Yes.
You will live with that low-paid employee. Pay them a little bit more. You're going to get more. They'll never leave you for 25 and 50 cents an hour to go to your competitor. But the incentives that you can give is, like I said, a pack of gas. You can give them a personal time off. You can give them a gift certificate to a supermarket for their family. You can give them a holiday dinner. You can give them even a gift certificate to a local medium-end restaurant, because the economy is so low today that all of these things that basically are incentivized and non-taxable, if it's done properly, because you don't want to get into that nightmare, will all be very, very much appreciated. And even the little things will be so appreciated by an employee, because it's not always about money. It's about appreciation.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Great words to end on. Jay Shore, the best medical business solutions.com or the
best MBS.
MBS.com. Jay, thanks so much for being on our show again.
My pleasure. I look forward to speaking with you in the next few weeks.
Sounds great. So there you have it, folks. Jay Shore came in and helped us with the benefits of proper employee selection. Thank you for listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show. We hope this has been the best hour of your day. And make sure you tune in every day.